AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters are out in force for a fourth straight night in Charlotte, North Carolina. AP correspondent Alan Breed was asked how many people are protesting a police killing this week.
It's at least several hundred. I'd say maybe 300. I'm not good exactly, but it's several hundred. At the front of the group, there's a big banner on a sheet that says release the tapes, and that's a reference to the police dash cam and body camera footage of the shooting of Keith Scott.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the reason city and state officials are not releasing police video of the shooting is the need to respect the due process of law.
While I understand that some of the networks, whether it be CNN or Fox or MSNBC and others, want immediate access, we've got a responsibility to follow the law and respect the constitutional process of individuals. And that's the balance that we're seeking.
Cell phone video of the shooting incident was released today by the dead man's wife.
The sound of officers Tuesday yelling at Keith Lamont Scott to drop the gun, and then the shouting of his wife.
He has no weapon. Don't shoot him.
She yells at her husband to get out of the vehicle. The shooting is not visible, but gunshots are heard.
Keith, don't you do it!
It's a different perspective than the video not being released by Police Chief Kerr Putney, who insisted Wednesday there was a gun.
If I were to put it out indiscriminately and it doesn't give you good context, it can inflame the situation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Los Angeles police are searching tonight for the killer of a man in the Hollywood Hills home being rented by a former Canadian TV talk show host. A Southern California man who killed two people and dismembered one of them as part of a plot to steal money to pay for his wedding and honeymoon was sentenced to death today. This is AP Radio News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan says the Taliban remain in charge of a large chunk of the country.
Some 15 years after the war began, the militants still hold sway in some areas.
The Taliban clearly control 10%, and the government controls roughly 65 to 70%.
They're fighting over the rest. General John Nicholson says there's also an Islamic State militant presence.
1,200 to 1,300 fighters.
Nicholson says Islamic State leaders in Syria have been giving them money and guidance, but they're now in fewer places in Afghanistan than before after months of U.S. and Afghan military operations against them. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama vetoed a bill today that would have allowed the families of 9/11 victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. He argued it would undermine national security and set up the possibility that Congress may override his veto for the first time of his presidency. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.